USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During emotional testimony, George Floyd's brother asked lawmakers to ensure his brother didn't die in vain.
Honor George and make the necessary changes that make law enforcement the solution and not the problem.
Felonise Floyd says he saw the video from Minneapolis.
Maybe by speaking with you today, I can make sure that his death would not be in vain. To make sure that he is more than another face on a T-shirt, more than another name on a list that won't stop growing.
He appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. Gerald Nadler is the committee chair.
Millions of Americans now call out, "I can't breathe," as a rallying cry in streets all across our country, demanding a fundamental change in the culture of law enforcement and meaningful accountability for officers who commit misconduct.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
It was a big step announced by Police Chief Madaria Arredondo.
I am immediately withdrawing from the contract negotiations with the Minneapolis Police Federation.
He's planning for transformation reforms in the department following the death of George Floyd in the hands of several officers. He plans to introduce a new system that uses real-time data to pinpoint possible behavioral problems.
Integrate new systems that use research on police behavior to connect officer performance data so department leaders can identify early warning signs of misconduct.
Many states are now seeing a spike in coronavirus infections and a surge of cases filling up hospitals. Texas reports more than 2,000 people hospitalized, a record high. Arkansas hit a record as well. And in Arizona, officials are urging hospitals to activate emergency plans. Some hospitals are already at capacity. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The Attorney General is speaking out on the Durham report. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Americans will recognize some of the names linked to U.S. Attorney John Durham's ongoing probe into federal surveillance abuses. That's at least according to Attorney General William Barr. He tells Fox News that he's troubled by the findings so far.
Publicly made clear that this does not involve looking at President Obama or Vice President Biden. I think the people that we're looking at are not at that level, and I think...
What names would we be familiar with?
Some of them. For the first time in American history, police organizations and the national security organizations were used to spy on a campaign. And there was no basis for it.
If you had to characterize the Durham report as you know it now, is it going to be eye-opening for Americans?
You know, I'm very troubled by what has been called to my attention so far, but I'm not going to characterize it beyond that.
At least 80 people were killed in an attack on a village in Nigeria by suspected Boko Haram militants. The attackers entered the village of Fodoma Kolomaya and began to open fire. A village resident said they shot everything they could, even our animals. In addition to dozens being killed, seven people, including the head of the village, were abducted and more than 400 cattle stolen. The Nigerian army is investigating. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.